You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Probably about 20 years ago, I was flipping through an edition of Esquire magazine. I used to subscribe to that magazine. Do you subscribe to any magazines anymore?
I do not.
Yeah, I don't
either. You get a bunch of them free with Prime, right? So I just don't take advantage of it. Yeah.
I just don't want to be contributing more stuff to, you know, recycle / landfill stuff. Anyway, the point is, there was this article 20 years ago, and I'll have to do some research, try to figure out the name of it, but it was something along the lines of the power of the $20 bill. And the person who wrote the article, their premise was that just about anything in this life that you want, you can get for 20 bucks. Now, obviously, they're not talking about going out and buying a Tesla or something like that.
Right.
But just if you need something done, you wave a $20 bill and you're going to get some action. Mm-hmm. And you would think with inflation over the years that that might have gone up to 30 or 40 bucks. No, it's still the power of the $20 bill. And I have used this throughout my life since I read that article. Mm-hmm. My most famous story of it was getting trapped on a flight somewhere. It was a 3-hour flight. And the only seat that I had to take this flight, the only seat available was a middle seat. And I took this guy's advice. I walked down the aisle to where my seat was, and I held up a $20 bill. And I said, anybody with a window seat wants to switch with me, 20 bucks. And the lady actually in my row who was sitting at the window, she goes, I'll switch with you. She goes, I don't need 20 bucks. I don't care where I sit. This is the seat that they booked for me.
Mm-hmm.
So boom, she refused to take the money. So instead, I bought her a cocktail during the flight.
There you go.
But it was just the offer of 20 bucks.
Yeah.
So now fast forward to yesterday morning, I was telling Jeremy that I've got these security lights outside my house. It's in the back. It's because I live out kind of in the boonies, and it's kind of good to have security light out there. And it's up really high, and it's one of those, you know, floodlight kind of things.
You got to screw one in, screw it out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dom sent me a picture of it. It is way up there on the corner. Way up there.
It's about, I'm going to guess, 18 to 20 feet.
My question was like, who put that up there? Why?
Some sadist. So anyway, there are actually two of them. The other one has been burned out even since we moved in. But finally, the second one went out. So I was telling Jeremy yesterday on the show, I was like, I don't want to go have to buy a gigantic ladder. You know, then secondly, how do I even get the ladder home? So after we got off the air yesterday, I got some stuff done. Then I went for my walk. I usually do about a 4-mile walk each day. And I'm walking past this one house where there is a van pulled up outside. And these guys are working on that house with a bunch of ladders. And it turns out that they were guys who help get critters out of people's houses. Like if you've got squirrels in your attic, right? Which a lot of people even in Denver have that happen. What they'll do is they'll get the critters out, and then they go around and they seal up all the entry points around. Because a lot of people have entry points in their attic. They don't even know
about that. Or they'll chew a hole in the wall or whatever and get in there, those vents, and
So there's this guy standing there on the ladder, and so I just detoured off the street. I walked right up to him.
Hey.
And I said, hey, I'll give you 20 bucks. And it was a longer conversation, this, but distilling it down to, I'll give you 20 bucks if after you're done here at 5 o'clock, you come down about a block to my house, throw a ladder up, climb up, change out a couple of light bulbs, take you 5 minutes, I'll give you 20 bucks. He's like, what's your address?
Nice.
5:30, ding-dong. Rang the doorbell, there he was with his ladder, went around the side, climbed up, had one of those, his was a 27-foot ladder.
Solid extension. Ladder, that's nice.
Went up there, changed both bulbs, came back down, I gave him 20 bucks, he saluted, was on his way. Jeremy?
$20.
The offer of $20 will get you anything in this world. So now I don't have to buy a ladder. I didn't have to go rent a truck to move the ladder.
Nope. How were the lights last night? Did they look good?
Beautiful.
You're like, wow.
They're the LEDs, too. I got the LEDs.
So nice, it's bright.
Oh, man.
Lit it up.
Oh, lit up. I could have gone out there and played, you know, Monday Night Football under that light.
Now the squirrels can move in at night.
I've shown them where to go.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably true. Anyway.
My recommendation
to all of our listeners, you might always think, oh, nobody's going to help me with that. They will. 20 bucks.
20 bucks. That's all you need.
Anything you want.
Keep 20 a 20 bucks. In your pocket.
What else is in the odds and ends section today?
So I guess moving over to my world, I had to go down to the basement yesterday and rummage through some boxes. Looking for a piece of electronic equipment. I don't know if many of you are familiar with the VCR. Has anyone ever heard of a VCR? I had to dig through about 10 boxes, and way down in the back corner in the bottom, I found we have two VCRs left. And then I had to look at them and kind of, you know, decipher which one of these is going to eat the tape and which one is not going to eat the tape.
Why did you need this VCR?
I am now starting the long and tedious process of transferring all of my family's VHS tapes over to digital.
Oh.
So I had to go to Best Buy yesterday as well, find the little converter, the software, a little Mac Daddy hard drive, and now for a few hours a day, I'm going to hook that VCR up to my laptop, hit record on it, and hit play on the laptop, on the VCR, and let it, you know, scroll through 6 hours of VHS tapes every day.
Yeah, you wouldn't even have to
everything.
Sit there and watch it.
You don't have to.
You probably will a lot of times.
I'll peek in. I did a few last night. I started because I had a couple of some home movies of stuff that I used to make, like as a kid, you know, little fun things with my friends.
Super 8 stuff?
That kind of stuff. I had some stuff from high school that I wanted to record, and I will say you get two rushes of emotion. One, it's really fun to watch all this stuff. And two, it's extremely depressing.
Makes you feel old.
It makes you feel really old. It makes you see faces you haven't seen in years. You see family members that have passed away. And I actually had a moment last night. Like, I was feeling kind of down in the dumps after doing this.
I can imagine.
But it needs to be done. I was reading articles about how all these VHS tapes that people made in the 80s and 90s are deteriorating. They're basically falling apart. So if you guys have this kind of stuff, you might want to look into doing what I'm doing just to save it and then toss it into a safe or something. It's crazy because you can fit like 100 VHS tapes on this little hard drive that goes in your pocket now. It's absolutely incredible. So that's what I'm going to be doing over the next month.
Well,
try not to be jealous.
I'll send you some tissue.
Oh,
how's that?
Man, it's hard. It's really hard.